Loud Sports 101.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to our new podcast of Loud Sports 101. Before I begin this podcast, I'd just like to say, please follow my Twitter account at Loud Sports 101. Normally, I do not follow NASCAR that much. I mean, I used to, but I don't anymore. But today, because I found out that the playoffs list has come out for the new NASCAR, for this year NASCAR, I decided to tell you who's on that list, just if there's any NASCAR fans here. So, going into the playoffs will be Martin Truex Jr., Kyle Larson, Kyle Busch, Brad Keselowski, Jimmy Johnson, my favorite, Kevin Harvick, Denny Hamlin, Ricky Stenhouse, Blaney Elliott, Ryan Newman, Kurt Busch, Casey Kane, Austin Dillon, Matt Kenseth, and Jamie McMurray. Now, there was lots of college football on this weekend, but probably the most notable thing was actually a hint of news. Unfortunately, DeAndre Francois is now out for the season after I don't really know the exact wording of it, but he basically just injured his knee. So unfortunately, he will be out for all of his season. And, well, he is the starting quarterback of the Florida State Seminoles in the ACC. And so, yeah, this is obviously a very big hit to him. Also, the NFL started up this weekend. So for all you NFL fans, thank God that's back. with probably the most notable performance having to be the rookie, Kareem Hunt, who had insane 3 touchdowns and 1 fumble. It's quite astonishing what he did. And as a rookie. And what are actually lots of surprises, like that Jacksonville actually beat the Houston Texans. I'm not sure many people were expecting that at all. And the fact that the Jets defense actually did get an interception. Not sure many people were expecting that at all either. And also, well, actually, the Browns actually held a kind of close game with the Pittsburgh Steelers with DeShone Kizer getting his first touchdown in the NFL. And, well, yeah, that was really a quick little recap of the NFL opening weekend. And I'm not going to lie, I'm pretty happy that's back. Speaking of NFL, I know I've been doing soccer. Most of this podcast in the beginning, well, really all the way up to a couple weeks ago, has been about soccer. Soccer transfers, soccer injuries, soccer transfer rumors, soccer scores. But recently I've been doing a couple NBA and NFL hot topics. So this week I'm going to do another NFL hot topic. And this is going to be who will win the NFL Rookie of the Year. And this year actually has to be one of the more difficult ones because you have lots of good players like Patrick Mahomes, Deshaun Watson, Kareem Hunt, obviously, Joey Bosa. Those are just the names that just immediately pop out of my head. I know there's a ton more. But I believe that it will be Deshaun Watson who win the NFL Rookie of the Year trophy. And it's simple because, well, if you guys did watch the Jacksonville game against the Texans, their defense is always expected to be the best in the NFL, one of the best in the NFL, only maybe behind one or two teams. But the Texans defense is not a thing that you should really ever worry about, especially with J.J. Watt. In there, but with Tom Savage in there, if you guys watched the game, if you guys are Texans fans, I'm really sorry, because he obviously did not perform that well, because, well, they lost 9-27. So finally, they brought in Deshaun Watson, who did throw a touchdown to DeAndre Hopkins, but he did throw an interception. But I do not believe, I used to be a real hater of interceptions. Like, if someone threw an interception, I'd get real mad. But now, becoming a more experienced college football and NFL football watcher, I really now recognized that throwing an interception isn't that big of a deal. Unless it's obviously, you know, in the fourth quarter with a minute left. So, he did throw an interception here in his rookie game. But he did throw a touchdown, which is another thing that really doesn't matter. And in his first game, he threw 102 yards, one touchdown, and one interception. And I was kind of surprised by these stats because I thought he got a little more yards than 102. I guess that they probably just put him out too late in the game to where it's obvious that they probably weren't going to have a comeback. And digging into why I believe Deshaun Watson should be the Rookie of the Year, well, it's kind of simple. I mean, what he did at Clemson, winning the title last year, it's quite astonishing for really anyone to do. And especially him making that drive, the college football championship winning drive, in the final couple minutes of that game when many people believed that the game was basically over against Alabama, and yet he came down against the best defense in college football and ended up throwing a touchdown at the end in the final 10-15 seconds of the game. So, yeah, that's astonishing in its own way. Well, just to get a touchdown against Alabama is astonishing. But here are his stats back at the beginning of college. So, in his first year, in 2014, he had 93 completions out of 137 attempts, which is a 67.9% completion rate. And he threw for 1,466 yards and 14 touchdowns and 2 interceptions, which is really good. I mean, 14 touchdowns and 137 passes. I mean, you know, maybe that can improve, but that's still actually really good. And 2 interceptions and 137 passes, that's actually really great. In 2015, so you could tell from that year that he was a really promising guy in Clemson. So in 2015, he completed 333 passes out of 491 attempts. Obviously, a lot more. His completion percentage was 67.8%, and his yards thrown was 4,104. He threw 35 touchdowns and 13 interceptions, more than doubled his touchdowns from the year before, but he also did increase in the interceptions. But obviously, that's gonna happen. So 13 interceptions and 491 passes, that's once again really good. Like, that's really steady and great pace for a quarterback to go on to the NFL and do really good. And so in his final year at Clemson, he had, in 2016, he completed 388 of his passes out of 579, which he threw, a 67% completion rating, 4,593 yards, so really, really close to 5,000 yard season, 41 touchdowns and 17 interceptions. Only a 4 interception increase and a 6 touchdown increase. So, again, really good. 41 touchdowns and 17 interceptions. That's actually, yeah, that's amazing. And obviously, as I was talking about earlier, he did end up winning the college football championship that year. So I do believe he will win the NFL Rookie of the Year just due to these stats themselves. His total completion percentage was 67.5% out of average. I did these final total stats myself. 10,163 yards, 90 touchdowns, and 32 interceptions. And 32 interceptions in 3 years is, well, obviously really good. And so was 90 touchdowns. So 90 touchdowns and 32 interceptions, just really good. I mean, for every, just rough right here, for every 3 touchdowns, he went through 1 interception. That's really great. And I believe that the closest candidate to become the Rookie of the Year is Joey Bosa. And in Joey Bosa's career, oh boy, I'm going to hit way past 10 minutes. In Joey Bosa's career, He is a left end or maybe right end. He plays on defensive line. and he came out of Ohio State. In his rookie, in his first year, he had 7.5 sacks, 13.5 sacks in his second year, and 5 sacks in his final year. Now, if I was Joey Bosa, which that turned out to be a total of 26 sacks, if I was Joey Bosa, I probably would have left after 2014, his second year, where he got 13.5 sacks. But, you know, he obviously stayed in 5 sacks in a year. Isn't that bad. And I don't know if he got injured, so I did not look that up. And the same for Deshaun Watson. Well, not about injury, but Deshaun Watson, he also did run the ball a whole lot. So his probably total touchdowns is probably a lot more than 90. Anyway, back to Joey Bosa. I actually think he was injured in the 2015 season. So yeah, that was a total of 26 sacks, as I said. And many people believe that, well, with what Kareem Hunt did in his first game against the Patriots, even though I made fun of him after him fumbling the ball, apparently he heard me and decided to get 3 touchdowns, even after that astonishing 3-touchdown game. Running backs can't always be reliable. I mean, no matter how great their running back, I mean, sure, I guess there is a couple running backs who this year look really reliable, like maybe Marshawn Lynch, but, running backs usually always have up and down games. It's rare to find a running back who consistently will get 9 yards a carry like that. And I don't take any credit away from Kareem Hunt. He's going to have a really good season. I just believe that's going to be difficult for people to vote for him, you know, because at the end of the season, there probably will be more passes then runs, obviously, because Alex Smith is a multi-year veteran, and this is Kareem Hunt's first year. So, yeah. And, yeah, the stats for Kareem Hunt, I do believe are going to be really good. I don't believe that's going to be a true measure. I think he's going to do a lot better than what the stats say. But, like I said before, I don't believe that he will win it simply because, he's only a rookie in the league. I mean, he's only a rookie running back, and rookie running backs don't often win the Rookie of the Year award. And finally, college football is really starting to heat up. We have games like Tennessee and Florida happening, the top 25 matchup. We also have Clemson versus Louisville, an ACC matchup. So yeah, I'd like to thank you guys for listening to my podcast. Make sure to follow my Twitter account at Loud Sports 101. This is Loud Sports 101, and I'm out.